From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Massive search underway in the Mediterranean for a missing Egypt Air passenger jet with 66 on board. The Airbus 320 disappeared from radar early Thursday on a flight from Paris to Cairo. Its disappearance has renewed security concerns months after a Russian passenger plane was shot down over the Sinai Peninsula in October, killing 224. Egypt's military is carrying out operations against Islamic State fighters in the Sinai Peninsula. That information came from the top U.S. general, Joe Dunford, who spoke with a small group of reporters aboard a military aircraft en route from Brussels to the United States. U.S. military has started to see connections between fighters in the Sinai and those in the rest of the Middle East. The Nigerian army says another schoolgirl kidnapped by Boko Haram militants more than 2 years ago has been rescued. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari has pledged government support for the rescued girl. Zlatica Hoke reports.
19-year-old Amina Alim Keki was flown from the northeastern city of Maiduguri to the capital Abuja for a meeting with the president Thursday. She brought along her newborn baby and was accompanied by her mother. The president's support is vital in a country where the victims of rape and abduction face stigma when they return home. Amina was found in the Sambisa forest in northeastern Borno state, where government forces, aided by local vigilantes, searched for Boko Haram hideouts. She said all of the abducted girls were still together, but that six of them had died. Activists and politicians are now pushing for a concerted military effort to rescue the other captive girls. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
This is VOA News. Resuming talks aimed at ending the Israeli-Palestinian conflict will be the focus of a meeting next month in Paris. Secretary of State John Kerry will represent the U.S. at the meetings.
We work together on these things. This is not just a U.S. enterprise, never has been. We play a very significant role, yes, because we have a very special and close relationship and have through the years with Israel. And everybody in the world understands that.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has told France's foreign minister Israel is opposed to the meeting, which France proposed out of frustration after negotiations to seek a two-state Israeli-Palestinian solution collapsed in 2014. Despite past failures to reach a Middle East peace accord, Secretary Kerry said resuming the peace process remains a high priority and that he and President Obama remain deeply committed to it. United States says that Chinese jets exhibited dangerous behavior when they intercepted the U.S. military plane and international airspace over the South China Sea this week. Beijing disputing Washington's version of events, insisting their jets operated responsibly and monitoring the U.S. plane. China is demanding that Washington immediately stop close surveillance flights along the country's coast, saying they pose a serious threat to Chinese airspace. New data showing life expectancy rose by 5 years between 2000 and 2015, the fastest increase since the 1960s. But the World Health Organization, which has just released its latest World Health Statistics report, finds major inequalities persist both within and among countries. Lisa Schlein reporting from the WHO in Geneva.
While people are living on average of 5 years longer now than before the turn of the century, the World Health Organization says major gaps remain. This is borne out by statistics, which show people in 12 developed countries can expect to live 82 years or more compared to people in 22 developing countries who die before they reach age 60. Switzerland, Iceland, Australia, Sweden, and Israel are the five countries with the highest life expectancy at birth, while Chad, Ivory Coast, Central African Republic, Angola, and Sierra Leone are the lowest ranked. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
American broadcast journalist Morley Safer, who became one of the country's most respected and honored reporters in his 52 years with CBS, died Thursday at the age of 84, just a few days after his final broadcast for the network.
That's the latest world news from VOA.